This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Iran's disputed parliamentary elections went off peacefully today. State-run television claimed there was a massive turnout and showed long lines of people waiting to vote. But reformers in Iran boycotted the election because most of their candidates were barred from running. The effect of the boycott is not yet clear, but it seems a foregone conclusion that the parliament elected today will be more conservative than the previous one. Joining us from Tehran is NPR's Mike Schuster. And Mike, first, which is your general impression from what you've seen in the Iranian capital, that there was a big turnout or that a lot of people didn't vote?
Actually, Robert, I saw both. I visited, in fact, two contrasting polling stations today, one in a quiet residential neighborhood of north-central Tehran, and there were no voters there, or just a handful. There were more officials than voters. I then went to a mosque in north Tehran, and it was filled with people, a lot of people voting, both men and women, fairly long lines, and a lot of people arguing. There were also a lot of young, mostly men, who opposed the election, and who were there essentially to argue. It was a fascinating scene.
Explain once again who it is who has barred so many reformist candidates from seeking office in this parliamentary election.
It's a body called the Guardian Council. It only has 12 members. Six of them are appointed by the Supreme Ayatollah in Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and six are appointed by the head of the judiciary, who is also a Khamenei appointee. So in effect, it's the Supreme Leader's Guardian Council. And they looked at over 7,000 candidates, and they decided to eliminate thousands of them. There was a good deal of back and forth, and some candidates were eventually put back on the list. But ultimately, what they did is they pared it down to 4,700 candidates and eliminated 2,500 reformist candidates, almost all of them, including 80 members of the current parliament. 80 incumbents were barred from running for re-election.
Now, the previous parliament and the reform-minded president, President Khatami, all had to accede to the wishes of this Guardian's Council regardless. Will it really be any different in Iran if there is a parliament that lacks credibility or that lacks reformers, given who's been in power so far?
Well, that's a good question, Robert. There is a good deal of dismay on the part of many voters here and many in the population that the reform movement that claims the president's office and this outgoing parliament hadn't done much, that they had been checkmated in most cases by the conservative clerics. But it's fairly clear from the pressure that the Guardian Council put on this process, this political process, that the conservative side of politics in Iran wanted to reclaim the parliament. They were intent upon doing that, and they seem to have been able to do that. So the question is whether anything will be different. It's possible that the reformers might say, yes, it'll be worse, and that the clerics might say, yes, we'll have more power, and that's what we want.
Where does this leave President Khatami?
It's a puzzle. He has one more year in his presidency. He's term limited just to two terms, and his 8 years end next year. He's fairly dismayed, it seems. He put on a somewhat grim face when he voted today. He urged Iranians to vote, but his own reform-leaning agenda has not been able to be fulfilled. It looks like in the last year of his presidency, he will be further stymied by a much more conservative parliament.
When should we actually know the results of this election?
It's confusing, and I can't say for sure. I'm almost certain that there won't be hard results tonight. These are all paper ballots, and they're spread over thousands of polling stations around Iran. They'll be counted by hand, and I think it'll be some days before we have a clear idea of who will actually be elected to the new parliament and what the turnout was today.
NPR's Mike Schuster speaking to us from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Mike, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Robert.